Good afternoon, Josh. I'm just curious, just sort of from a general perspective, when you look at the Vikings' defense, where the challenges look to you?
Well, I think they're in all Mike Zimmer's defenses that I've had an opportunity to go against are well coached. They are disciplined in their scheme. They play very fast and aggressive. And they rarely make a mistake and give up many opportunities to create big plays, which, you know, forces an offense to do a good job of being disciplined and driving the ball. And you're going to have to convert some third downs. And I think this is one of the best third down schemes and groups that you're going to see. I mean, they rush the passer well. Their front is very active. And aggressive. They have a really good blitz package that's challenging. And, you know, I think they're, like I said, they got players, good players at all three levels of the defense that are active and make a lot of plays. And you can tell they're playing with confidence. They're playing fast. They played really well against St. Louis this past week. And, you know, this will be the first home game. So, you know, you can add that in there too, because there's going to be, I'm sure there'll be plenty of noise.
Hey Josh, maybe from like a fan's from like a fan's perspective, if someone doesn't know a lot of the nuanced X's and O's, but just saw Tom getting pressured and hit on Sunday, what went wrong up front, and what do you sort of have to do to correct that going forward?
Well, I don't think there was one, you know, one thing in particular. I think that, you know, you have to do a good job of. You know, being technically sound in terms of your protections to avoid pressure on the passer, obviously. You know, give credit to Miami. They deserve it. They did a good job, not only with their personnel and what they did and their rush schemes, but just the effort they played with. You know, and I thought we had definite stretches where we did a good job, and then there was certainly an element of the game in the second half that we'd love to stay away from, which is, you know, we're not looking to go into any game and throw the ball 50-plus times. So, you know, we got to do a better job, you know, in general, coaching, playing, managing the game, and putting ourselves in better position than what we did offensively in the second half, because we didn't do much of anything to help ourselves.
After the game, it sort of got the sense, Bill said that the plan all along was to play all the linemen. They all got in. Would you kind of expect that, revolving door probably isn't the right word, but would you expect that to continue, or would you perhaps narrow the rotation there?
I think each week will be different. You know, I mean, we'll look at certainly the personnel situation that we have. The health of our team obviously would affect that. And then, you know, just what we feel like is the best thing for us going forward. I mean, certainly on opening day down in Miami, it was hot. We played, I believe, every offensive player contributed for us offensively, and obviously a lot of those guys had to play in the kicking game too. So, you know, I think that'll be a week-to-week thing, and we'll try to make the best decision, hopefully, that gives ourselves a good chance to play well on Sunday.
Okay. Josh, this was really the first time in quite some time that we'd had a chance to see Rob Gronkowski on the field. What did the film review and just your sort of general observations on what he was able to give you?
You know, it was good to have Rob out there, and I think it, you know, he did some things that certainly helped us, and I think it, you know, probably some things that, you know, he hadn't done in game action in a little while. That was, you know, good to get out there and do some things in a running game, and he was in pass protection some, and you know, and then released into the pattern as well. So just a lot of you know, things to build on, hopefully, for Rob. You know, it was a limited number of snaps, and I thought I tried to do his job out there the best that he could, and hopefully it's just something for us to build on going forward.
Hey, Josh. Kevin Duffy from Mass Live. I was just wondering, in the 2 years that you were with Matt Castle, what, looking back, is, I guess, the single most impressive trait that that's allowed him to go on to succeed and become a starting quarterback in two other places besides New England?
Matt has a lot of good qualities. You know, he worked extremely hard when he was here, and was patient, obviously, and but didn't change the way he prepared each week and each off season and each OTAs, each training camp, and I'm sure that hasn't changed. And obviously, if you play quarterback in this league, it's going to require a lot of preparation, time, effort, work ethic, and he definitely had that. And he's a bright kid, very talented, and it doesn't surprise me that he's gone on and had a career in two other places and done a nice job.
Hey, Josh, how you doing?
Good, Karen. How you doing?
Okay. On the radio yesterday, your quarterback Tom Brady, not surprisingly, took some blame on himself, even though he was getting beaten up a bit, for not getting rid of the ball or throwing the ball away more and not hitting some targets or hitting some open receivers when he should have. Where do you come down on his performance the other day?
I think Tom did some good things, and whenever you don't play a full good 60 minutes in the league against any team, especially a good one on the road, it usually means there's a lot of responsibility to be shared for why it didn't go the right way. So, there's definitely, all of us can do a better job, starting with me. We got to do a good job of playing the game the right way and having control of the game, which, we did for a good stretch in the beginning of the game in the first half. And then, certainly the second half, that wasn't the way that we, want to play the game or any game. There's a lot all of us can do better. Our focus is going to be on improving, trying to be a better football team this week than we were last week. We have a lot of film and things that we can correct from the Miami game and a very difficult preparation in Minnesota, a team that's very well coached to get ready for. So our full attention will be on those things, and hopefully we make progress this week.
Hey, Josh. I just wanted to follow a little on Karen's question before moving on to Minnie. Julian Edelman had obviously a really prolific first half, and then nothing in the second. And it's been coming on us, I think, to say, well, how come that happens?
Well, I think, anytime a player has a productive stretch, and I would say maybe a very productive stretch in a game, certainly there's elements on the other side that they may change to try to force the ball to go to other places. We've dealt with that before with different players, whether it had been Gronkowski or our slot receiver or whoever it may have been. And so I think sometimes where the ball needs to go based on the plays that are being called or the routes that are being run forces the ball to go some other places. And I think we had some opportunities that we just quite didn't connect on in the second half too, where Julian was in the pattern and certainly involved in the play, and we just didn't quite get it to him or went somewhere else on the play. So, we don't necessarily go into a game saying we have to get this one guy the ball or these two guys the ball. We try to do the best thing based on what the defense does, and we have a quarterback who does a great job of that. So, hopefully we can continue to give him a lot of options and be productive as we go forward.
I wanted to follow and ask about the Minnesota defense, just in asking Bill about seeing Cincinnati last year with Mike Zimmer, seeing Kevin Coyle and similar scheme last week. One can say, well, it's good. We've seen this pitcher before a few times. Or you can say, this is a team that we have some matchup problems with, or this is a scheme that we've we've had matchup problems with. Which would you say? Is it an unkind scheme for what you try to do, or is it something that you can quickly adapt to?
Well, I mean, it's like I said before with Coach Zimmer. He's a really good defensive football coach, and obviously he's on his way to being a really good head coach. He always does a great job of having his group prepared. They don't make a lot of mistakes, which I think is a hallmark of any good defense. They don't give up a lot of big plays. They apply pressure to the passer. It's not an easy group to run the ball against in terms of the front seven and at times eight with Harrison Smith down there. So I think it's just a matter of getting prepared. It's not a team that's going to trick you a whole lot. You gotta be able to execute and be disciplined, and you can't do it for one stretch and then stop and think that you've done enough. You've got to continue to really do a good job of being precise with the details and staying in control of the game by doing a good job of staying ahead and down the distance and taking care of the football, because they've certainly got a lot of players and a lot of different things that they can do to try to disrupt you offensively. So, like I said, we got to focus on improving our own game. And it is similar in a way to what we faced last week, but it is not the same entirely. And there's obviously a totally different group of players that we don't really know that well that we got to do a great job of studying and getting a great handle on this week before we get up there on Sunday.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Hi, Coach. How are you today?
Good. How are you, Bob?
Good, thanks. Coach, back more or less to the X's and O's and piggyback on what you were talking about with Gronk, I was just interested to see how you see Tim's role evolving in terms of what you've seen. Now it's been a couple of weeks that you've seen him, and how he might fit into the scheme of, you mentioned that you might need to pass more. It seems to me that it seems like you think you might have to highlight the passing game even more. How's he grading out? How's he looking now in terms of the scheme?
Tim's a bright guy, and he's done a good job of picking up our stuff and played a considerable number of snaps the other day in the game. And each week we're looking at the people that we have available and active for the game, and we'll try to match it up based on what the defense does to give ourselves the best opportunity to move the ball and make first downs and score points. And Tim's done a good job so far of acclimating to our system, and fits in well with our team, and is an unselfish guy. And hopefully we can like with all of our guys, is take steps forward this week, improve, really focus on, getting better at our own game and our own offense and our execution, and at the same time, really do a great job of preparing for a difficult defense that we don't know very well on the road. In a second straight away game here.
Thank you, Josh. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks a lot.